Hi, I'm Molly.
And I'm Jamie, and this is our From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast. As the owners of Hired Hand website software, we've been developing websites and creating internet marketing strategies for livestock breeders for the past 10 years.
The majority of our customers are involved in the breeding of registered animals, such as Texas Longhorns, Highland cattle, horses, and white-tailed deer, where the pedigrees are very important. The From the Pasture with Hired Hand podcast examines many of the differences in raising pedigreed livestock for maximum profit. Join us and learn what we're covering today.
Hey, Sean and Chase. Thanks for joining us today to talk about the 2024 cherry blossom sale.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So do you guys want to take 2 seconds and introduce yourselves?
I'm Sean Picano of the farm manager for G&G Longhorns.
And I'm Chase Fasute. Work with the Longhorn Legacy Group and the Cherry Blossom and all that. So we'll be two or three sale hosts, sisses.
So you guys want to give just a small history of the Cherry Blossom sale?
Now, the Cherry Blossom sale was originally started, and then the TLMA took it over, and the Longhorn Legacy Group had it for a while, and this is the first year that G&G has taken it back over. So this is the first year in quite a few years that we're actually running it.
Nice. So do you have any, every year I know you're planning the sale, do you have any specific goals for the Cherry Blossom sale that are maybe different from the other, like the East Coast sale that you have?
As far as goals, we just hope everybody has a good time. The weather's going to be great. So I think, specific goals, just make sure everything's run smooth like any other event we do. And, we get this sale is always pretty cool because it does bring in a few new people each year. So as long as people leave happy, that's really the only goal we have.
Your goals usually hit every year. I think everyone has a great time at the two sales. Okay, let's talk about last year's sale a little bit. Do you remember much about last year's sale? Any of the high sellers, or do you want me just to run through them?
I mean, it was a really great sale. I think Sean remembers every cow because he's part of the crew that handles them personally. So I think he might know.
So we're going to put Sean on the spot. Is that what you're saying?
I know the average, like we did have one cash cow last year, and the average was 3230 with only one PO.
So yeah, I think that cash cow was DH Rowdy's Remington.
Yeah.
She sold for 10.5.
Yeah.
And then RRR Miss Rexy B wasn't too far behind at 9,000.
Yeah. She went down to South Texas. I don't remember if that's the one that Russ Thompson consigned or Nicodemus. We had two Rex daughters that Lane bought.
Yeah. The third high seller was M7 Rowdy's Justice for 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then HL Total Glitz at another 7,000. And Sunshade Beauty round out the top five. For 57, just over 5,700.
Yep.
So it seemed like a good sale last year.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, new people came in, and the quality of cattle, I think this year's improved as well. So we're really excited about it.
So should we jump into this year's sale?
This year's sale? Bring it on.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the date, the time, the location, all the details.
Well, it'll start on Thursday. We unload cattle, and then pretty much all day we'll be there. And then Friday at 11, the futurity starts, and we usually finish that up around 3. And then at 6 o'clock is the pre-sale party back at Ann's house. And then Saturday at 7, the sale starts. Or no, I'm sorry.
11.
The viewing. Yeah, we're going to start early this year. 7 a.m. I want to get home. Now, the sale starts at 11 a.m.
Sale day contacts will be the both of you?
Me, Sean. Obviously you with Hired Hand. If anybody has any info that they need on cattle, I know we got a lot that came up from Texas and other states. So. But we do have haulers going back. So if you're interested in cattle, either me, Sean, or I'll volunteer you again, Jamie. Our numbers are in the front of the catalog, so feel free to call us.
And the auctioneer, pedigree reader?
Auctioneer this year is going to be Daniel P. Huntington of Huntington Sales. I'll be pedigree reading. In the office this year, we have Seasons Picano. And then cattle is going to be Sean and his crew again. They just, same crew that handled, 308 futurity entries last weekend at the bluegrass sale.
Yeah, Sean, are you rested and ready for this weekend?
Yeah, you better believe it.
So for those people that are arriving late or they need to get a hold of anybody about the animals and in the back, they can talk to Sean. Mm-hmm. Do we know who's hauling?
I mean, hauling back, I know Dylan's going to have a trailer. Dan Grove will have a trailer.
Andrew Brooks is actually headed to the sale, the following sale.
Yep. And then Jay Walker normally. So there'll be a few more. I mean, everybody's always willing to help. So we'll get that out to you and we can broadcast that via Hired Hand Live. But we've never left a cow at the barn. So, you know, bid in confidence.
So let's start talking about the consignments. Are there any updates or scratches?
We do have some scratches. First is going to be lot 3. DH Lightfoot is out. And then the very last lot is Naughty by Nature. Naughty by Nature. She is a scratch. We do have one. What did we figure she was?
45.
This year, the Randolphs, Kettle's Calf Scramble. She is not going to be at the sale. She was way too close to calving, and you know they didn't want her calving in the trailer on the way up. So I think we're just going to try to sell her online. You know, like Dylan said, they'll get the cow to you wherever she's purchased, but she will not be on site, just selling online. She's a big cow, and they were worried if you know she calved in the trailer. Obviously, they didn't want anything to happen.
Yep. Okay.
But other than that, I think as of today, a couple days out, everybody will be here and, they're going to be ready to sell.
Awesome. Any other special lots you want to talk about? I know lot 1 is an embryo lot.
Yeah. Which is something really unique. Generally in the Cherry Blossom, we don't have embryo lots. And you know, that's Jay and Susie Walker. It's a Kid Rock and Smoking Hot Amber. That's one of his best producing cows. And I think we sold a sibling to this lot at the Legacy. I can't remember what is it. It was definitely a cash lot. 18, 25, 30, could have been 100. I can't quite remember on the Kid Rock embryo, but it's going to be one of your chances to get a Kid Rock. But then, you know, like we said earlier, everybody else, you know, who traditionally supported new consigners, all that really, really brought the house. We've got some 90 inchers selling this year and some really nice young heifers.
Do you want to take a stab at the top 5 viewed, or you want me to cut you some slack this time and read them to you?
At the top 5 viewed?
Yeah.
You have to cut us some slack. We were busy at the bluegrass. Yeah.
I mean, I would think, I'll throw out 3. Okay. One of them is a Hoosier Longhorns. It's that Southern Sister.
Nope, but she's a good one.
Wow.
How about Savannah Smith Heifer? I forget its name. From Leonard.
Nope. Another good one, but didn't make the top 5.
Well, was it Randy's New Age, the hazelnut?
Yep. She's a top viewed.
Okay. Well, see, we got 1 of 5.
Yep. Good.
What are the others?
The others are Double Your Luck from Diamond C.
Chinese.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real pretty black.
That's her. That's their first consignment. And they knocked it out. Mm-hmm. That one.
That's the first time they've consigned to the Cherry Blossom.
Pretty sure it's her first consignment anyway.
Yeah, of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well,
congrats to them. Number 3 is RM Touchdown Star from DCT.
Yep. Chris brought a good group of cows this year. I think he's probably at this point on his way up already. But yeah, that's a real pretty big horn. I think she's bred. She's a 3-1 with Lightning in a Bottle calf. And then that new Easy E bull that they're using, who's pretty slick.
The fourth most viewed is OCC Calibers Angel, also from DCT.
Yeah, she's just kind of majestic. She's a top caliber. Well, cool thing, pedigree reader in me, that Jake's Angel, she sold for a wallop of money a few years ago. I think one of the prettiest Jamaicanism daughters there is. Big bodied, brindle head to toe. So that's pretty cool genetics there.
And then the top or the fifth from the most viewed is Annex Switch from Dreamwood.
Oh yeah,
look at that. She's calf.
That she looks like she weighs about 2,200 pounds. Yeah. That's a big cow. Yeah, we'll see. We would eventually guess them, but that's a great lineup.
Yeah. Are there any other sleepers or anybody else that you want to mention?
I mean, when it comes to stuff like this, I mean, we really, you know, we say it every year and, you know, we hope it never falls on deaf ears, but our sponsors, you know, we couldn't do a lot of this. I mean, Lloyd Esch, at Dreamwood, we have Dan Huntington, 5D Ranch, the Hoosier Boys, Dan and Tracy were sponsors, Ryan and Brandy Schmidt, Savannah Smith at Leonard New River Ranch. Then we had Jay and Susie Walker and John and Christine Talley. So it's our biggest number of sponsors we've had in a number of years. So it's cool to see some of these veteran breeders step up and, you know, not only bring good consignments, but help support the sale and let us do a lot more fun, cool new stuff.
For sure. So should we talk about the consigners just for a second? I know you mentioned Cheney's were first-time consigners. Anybody else that's a first-time consigner?
I believe Andrew Brooks. Is he consigned?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Sam Fisher. I think this is his first Cherry Blossom.
This is his first Cherry Blossom.
I know the Robesons came down from Texas, Gordon, Texas. It's their first time up. You know, really cool one that we have is Crystal Sink or Crystal Brown. That's Jared Sink's sister. I mean, we lost him a few years ago, but it's cool to see her kind of carrying that on. And she consigned a really good one from Jared's old herd. And then Randy Murray at New Age Cattle. This is his first legacy,
Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom consignment. So yeah, quite a few new ones. And then we've got the longtime supporters, Pine Brothers. Yeah. It's been a
little while since they've been here too. So we're glad to see them back.
Yeah. So it's a great lineup. I think, I mean, my gosh, we have, like 30 something, almost 30 consigners with the 60 lot sale is pretty cool.
Love what you're hearing. Be sure to check out our pickup truck confessions. It's a video series where we hop in the truck or rental car and interview a variety of breeders about what drives their passion for their livestock, how they got started in the breed of their choice, marketing tips, and more. And now back to the podcast.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the futurity. Mm-hmm. Sean, I think this is your department, correct?
Yep. I think so.
Yep. It is now. I'm working on it anyway.
So I know you mentioned the futurity starts on Friday at, did you say 10 a.m.? Is that when it starts? 11.
Yeah, 11 a.m., yeah.
So how many classes, how many entries do you have this year?
We have 10 classes, and there was 141 entries, but Ringworm got a hold of some. So I think we're going to be down to about 135 entries.
Okay.
We had to close the entries 2 days early because we filled up so quick again this year.
Well, that's a nice problem to have.
It is. It's awesome the support that we get.
So who are going to be the judges this year?
We have Savannah Smith from Leonard New River Ranch, Jedediah Seeley, Keith Scott, Mike Renard, and Jeff Holiday are my five judges.
It's a good mixture.
Yeah, well, we try to mix it up the best we can to get the fairest judging we can.
Mm-hmm. And then the awards for the futurity, that will be on Friday.
Yeah, actually, Harrison Yeager from Leathered Longhorns are making some pretty cool leather prizes this year. So on top of a check, he actually donated all the work and all the leather, and he's making some leather goods for prizes.
Well, good. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah, they're pretty slick. And then, yeah, like you said, the awards will be given out Friday night at the party. So it's catered food, you know, drinks. The weather should be pretty nice.
It's going to be real nice. Normally it's freezing and everybody runs off. So this year we might actually be able to use Ann's pool for something other than rubber ducks. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The ducks.
Well, do you have any futurity sponsors that you want to mention?
The whole host of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Our class sponsors for the futurity, I had 10 classes and 11 sponsors. So that's a good problem.
Yeah.
But Kathy Winkler is actually an artist that came out to the farm to paint some of the Longhorns, some of Ann's cattle. So she loved it and sponsored. Netla Longhorns, Northeast Texas Longhorn Association, is a class sponsor. Daniel Putt, David and Retta Henry, Ricky McLeod, Savannah Smith not only sponsored the sale, but also sponsored the futurity, just huge support. Natalie Cheney, Ryan Schmitz, another sale sponsor that sponsored the futurity also, Ryan and Brandy Schmidt. Hank Helsley, Guy and Charlotte Cody, and John and Christine Talley did a double sponsor. And then just our regular sponsors, John and Christy Randolph, Colt Purier is a local guy. Blue Ridge Automotive is a local garage that sponsored. Our dear friends at Hired Hands sponsored. And Matt and Justine Rentenauer. And then Dan P. Huntington in Huntington Sales is the bar sponsor. So we had good sponsorships again.
Nice. It's always fun to see all the sponsors and to know that they value your event that you put on and all your hard work. Well, any last minute things that we maybe skipped over that we didn't talk about you want to mention before everyone heads your way this weekend?
Just thank the consigners. I mean, I think this is a great list of cattle that we have this year. Like Chase said, the lineup is pretty strong.
So. And just, yeah, take in all there is to enjoy. I mean, be sure. I mean, there every year a few people decide not to come to the party because they're not sure. I mean, yeah, be at the party Friday and, you know, all weekend at the barn, there's something to do. And there's a lot of cool stuff in Culpeper. I mean, if you're teetering, thinking if you're, you know, your wife or girlfriend, if she don't want to sit at a cow sale, there's wineries. There's a lot of history to go see. Yeah. So, yeah, come on up and enjoy the fun time at the Cherry Blossom.
Well, thanks to you both for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk about the Cherry Blossom, and we will see you this weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody be safe.
Travel safe. Thank you.